Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is one thing that you tend to hear about famous people? They're a lot shorter than I thought they were.
Yep.
They're a lot bigger on TV.
If they're an actor or actress, for sure.
Yeah. So let's go in the opposite direction. Our friends over here at BuzzFeed gave us a list of the celebrities who are surprisingly tall. They're actually a lot bigger than you think that they would
one
be.
One person I want to say is Jeff Goldblum. I want to say
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson's
not bad. Is Jeff Goldblum a tall guy?
Oh, yeah. He's real tall.
Is he real tall? I mean, dated Gina Davis for a while, and she's like legitimately about 6 feet tall.
I was going to say, she's shockingly tall.
Okay.
Ben Affleck, Conan O'Brien, maybe.
There you go.
No, Conan O'Brien. Is Ben Affleck tall?
I think so. I think he's like 6'3", 6'4".
Okay.
Let's find out. These are the 10 celebrities who are surprisingly tall as per BuzzFeed. Number 10, Tyler Perry. At an astounding 6'5".
He looks like he's 6'5".
Wow. Right? I never thought that he looked like a small dude. He's a big man.
But Tyler Perry sounds like a name of a smaller man, doesn't it?
It does.
For some reason.
Tyler Perry, attorney at law, right?
That's
what I hear.
Number eight.
I mean, look, he's done so much. Like, sorry, I can only see a black dude now that's 6'5".
Yeah. Exactly. Number nine, Brad Garrett. Probably the tallest on our list here at 6'8".
I'm 6'8".
And he has the voice of a man who's 6'8". Like, I'm not surprised that man is that
tall.
He
took Ambien, didn't he?
No, did he really?
Just one time.
I think it took some
Ambien.
I think, if I remember correctly.
Shoot. Celebrities who are surprised.
Having trouble sleeping.
I want to apologize.
Number eight, Liam Neeson. You nailed it. 6'4".
Okay.
That makes sense. Just with the action movies that he's doing, it kind of helps that he's got a taller stature there.
I tell that to Tom Cruise.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's an action star, but he's shockingly short.
He is a small, small man. Number seven, I don't know why this one is surprising. Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
6'5".
He is bigger than I thought.
I did not realize he was that tall.
I mean, I know he's big.
Oh my God.
I didn't realize he was that tall.
The guy played football. He's a pro wrestler. You got to assume he's
a defensive line, when you're playing defensive tackle, it is not indicative of having that height. Defensive end, yes.
Right.
Warren Sapp's like 6'1".
Gotcha.
Right? I mean, to have that kind of height.
Yeah, Cinderella's Rock was legitimately big as he appears.
I mean, I only knew it because of wrestling.
You'd
see him next to the guys. But Miles is correct. I mean, I played defensive tackle. They weren't going to let me play the end.
Okay. Fair enough.
I just got to clog up the middle.
Number six of the celebrities who are surprisingly tall, Taylor Swift. I have heard this
one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's tall
for sure.
She
looks tall in a lot of pictures.
She does, especially next to Bruno Mars.
I know. Well, everyone looks like, I mean,
he's what, like 5'5", I think.
Did you guys see those photos? Miles, look it up on your computer right now. Taylor Swift and Bruno Mars. Like, she does this man dirty with just how tall she is.
Right, and it's an award show, but isn't it just an angle? I mean, I know she's
taller.
It's gotta
be an angle.
But he looks miniature.
Are they there to, like, present an award at the podium?
She's giving it to him.
Yeah, she's giving him the award. And there you go.
Someone points out the late Bob Saget, 6'4".
Not bad at all. Yeah. Look at that.
Look at that. It looks so bad.
Okay.
It looks like her kid.
It looks like Mr. Rourke and Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
Yeah!
Taylor's also in heels in the picture.
I know. Yeah. Still.
God.
How tall is Taylor Swift?
5'11". She's not even all that tall. She's right around where I'm at. 5'11".
I feel like 5'11 for a girl is pretty tall.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
That new Silk Sonic gives him like 2-3 extra inches, though.
Right.
Look at that.
Right ahead over here at number five, we have Adele at 5'9".
Really?
Huh. All right.
I thought she was a stumpy thing. Well, I mean, it's just her build, man. Thing. I thought she was like 5'2 or something. You know what I mean?
Stumpy thing.
I don't know. That sounds bad.
I know it sounds bad. But I can't think of a better description of what I'm picturing.
Clearly.
Right?
Number four of the celebrities who are surprisingly
built like a thumb.
I mean, I feel like at this point, just call her, like, she's not even fat anymore, but like, stumpy thing.
Well, no. But she was kind of thick. And the thing was, I always perceived her as being particularly short.
Sure.
Right? And I don't know why. It's just so, yeah, stumpy, man. Sorry.
Number four, Post Malone.
How tall is Posty?
What? How tall do you think Post Malone is?
I would have guessed 5'8".
5'8".
Well, no, not now. But gotcha. I mean, 6'1".
I'll say 6'3".
Miles Montgomery, you hit it on the head. 6'2".
Okay. Yeah, you're right, though. I thought he was like my height, like 5'9", 5'10".
I've been watching a few more of his videos. He's fun, man. I
like him. Oh, another musician who's tall is John Mayer.
Oh, I've never even heard that one. How tall is he?
I think he's 6'4", 6'5".
Holy smokes. Yeah, he's a big dude.
Number three, JoJo Siwa. She's basically Lisa Frank incarnate on YouTube.
Yeah. It took me a second. I know you're talking
5'9".
She annoys the piss out of me.
All right. What is considered tall for a woman?
I would say 5'7".
Okay. Yeah.
Officially tall?
Yeah.
I thought she was shorter than that.
Number two, Shawn Mendes. 6'2", he's a Canadian singer.
Yeah, I've seen him, but I wouldn't guess that.
And this is the number one celebrity that is surprisingly tall. He was mentioned earlier today. I don't even ever actually think of him. Ben Affleck.
Oh.
Any guesses as to the height of Ben Affleck?
6'4".
6'5".
6'4", 6'5".
Solid 6'5".
Miles, you hit it again. Yep. 6'4".
Mm-hmm. Miles, you're looking at the list.
I'm just looking at really good-looking men. Tall, dark, handsome.
But standing next to Matt Damon, you're going to be tall.
If
you're 6'4", it doesn't matter.
Yeah, 6'4" is tall.
He is tall.
Matt Damon's normal height.
That's where you get that surprising element.
Affleck can dunk. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Not only is he Batman, he can dunk. Bastard.
Why doesn't Brad Garrett play Batman?
Yeah.
All six. A Batman.
You can play Frankenstein.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.